this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Scott Sherman in for Frank.
What?
Not for Paul. It's Thursday. Frank on assignment. I honored to be behind the microphone at the large morning show in the afternoon. Gentlemen, thank you. Ian Geis.
Yeah, I've noticed the last time you worked with us, you clap a lot.
I do.
Yeah. You just start clapping.
I do.
He calls for his own applause. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's like laughing at your own jokes, like
yes,
you do.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
If I was funny and I was comfortable, I wouldn't have to do that. And, I think that's a crutch.
Oh, wow.
That's Dan Strauss, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Feel free to laugh at his jokes.
Or clap.
The clip, excellent, Ian, the little drop there from... Jack Nicholson.
Anger Management.
Reminds me of The Departed when it's one of my favorite scenes when he says, "No tiki, no laundry."
What was that from?
Hey, look at that.
Thank you. 3 more hours of that.
Right. No tiki, no laundry?
Yeah.
That's from what movie?
That's from The Departed.
Oh, okay.
They go to make the buy, the alleged buy of the... I don't know, some kind of computer stuff.
Ah, okay.
In for Frank, myself, Scott Sherman, and we'll have some friends along the way. John Landoff Jr. will be here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be outstanding. And then a little bit later, Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then in the third hour,
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. Yeah. So we got a full docket. Also, your phone calls, because I might remind you, I have been having the honor for the last 2 months of being... sort of the Thursday special guest, and in the 4 o'clock hour,
ooh,
we've been taking your calls to answer some legal questions that you may have, and we will do that again in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Annoying already. Sorry, guys.
Yay.
Getting the show off on the right foot. You know, I've been thinking about sort of my new office. I have a new office. I love the new office. And it's on a floor in an office building. And we have to share a bathroom. The men have a bathroom. The women have a bathroom. But the
floor bathroom.
The floor shares a bathroom. And I've noticed since I've kind of gotten accustomed to having my own bathroom at an office that I had, that I don't like sharing the bathroom with other people, especially the stall. When you got to go into the stall, that is, for me, and it's probably my fault, is a sense of insecurity. Much like the clapping, the incessant clapping that I do.
It's like sacred ground for a person.
No, I mean,
or a
yeah,
guy, basically.
I'm with you there, where home turf is the place where you would like mm-hmm. most of that to go down.
And when you've staked your ground out by going into the bathroom and you've gone into the stall, that's where I want to do my business. But yeah, it's open to the public. So the other day, I had to go to the bathroom, and I went into the bathroom, and somebody was already in the stall. There are two stalls.
Showing their shoes?
The feet were there. The door was closed. So
feet
I said,
forward.
I'm
yeah,
leaving
yeah,
my colleague, my brethren. I'm going to leave him alone. Of course, I don't want to sit right next to him either. He doesn't want mm-hmm. me in there. I'm going downstairs. And the building's got several floors. So downstairs, there's a bit of a risk that there might be more traffic, but there's sort of a hidden bathroom in this first floor that nobody really knows about. It's not a secret passageway, but it's a bit of a secret. So I go in there, and lo and behold, there's nobody in there. It's got one stall and a urinal. And I'm in there, and I'm just about to get started, and I'm feeling good about myself. I'm all comfortable. And in walked one of the construction guys that's working on the building, and he went to the urinal. That's not the worst. But I don't know the size of this guy's prostate, but he started, he stopped, he started, he wouldn't finish, and then he started to whistle.
Like, maybe that helps him.
And it went on for what seemed like an eternity. I'm like, just will you, and I can't do anything. I'm like paralyzed. I'm like, will you please just stop? Then he finally finishes. He washes his hands, and you're.
Oh yeah, you get in a case where guys walk in
stage fright.
Almost. Yeah, you get stage fright at the urinals when there's no divider. So guys will sit there, and they're like, come on, I had to go while I was outside. And then, but then you get stage fright while you're in the stall surrounded by those little tin walls, but there's a big gap underneath. And
yeah,
and there's somebody standing at the urinal, which is right by the stall.
It's awful. So the guy, just as a point where I'm like, okay, thank you. He come, and then I hear, and then it gets louder. He walked back in, and he washed his hands. I'm like, what is he, a heart surgeon? Get out of here. You already washed your hands. The OCD guy with the pumpkin-sized prostate. And then it got to, I got to thinking. I'm like, you know, when I worked here a lot, I was going to, I had an office in this building, and I was going to make a bid for Tim Dorsey's old office. He used to run this place. And his office is the greatest office I've ever seen. It doesn't have any windows. It's not high up. Doesn't have a great view. But it has two unbelievable amenities. Number one, it had a back door that you could come in and out of. So nobody even really knew you were here. And the other thing was it had its own bathroom.
Yes.
And I know that there are people that work in this building, that work for this company, that sneak out of this building and sneak into other businesses to use the stall.
We are directly behind the Gold Tower in the mall area. And there are different salespeople back there that have
their own designated floors.
Yeah, their own designated floors in the Gold Tower building where they will go. And once you see someone walking down the hall, you know,
they're going to, tucked under their arm.
They're going to floor number
I would like a list of these people. And I think that they're all trespassing, and we should turn them in to management.
Is there a rule
this?
Where you have to be an employee of the Gold Tower to use
Aren't there people that sneak into the hotel and do the same thing, allegedly?
Yes, we have a couple hotels around here.
A couple hotel people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that they can do whatever they like. That's kind of smart. But it got me thinking about, gee, I made a bid for that office space, and the people that used to own this joint, this Westport Plaza, they made me some sort of ridiculous offer. They were counting the ceiling tiles, and they're like, well, that's $20 a square foot. Like, that no one can rent it. It's inside of another place.
Right.
You need the code to get in, to even get into the office, and I never did it. And then I was discussing this with maybe the nicest person in the entire world, Joan, who works here, right? Mm-hmm. Is she? Can we applaud that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, applaud them.
And the greatest baker. Did she not? She make you guys the peanut butter?
Oh, my
butter?
Goodness. Yes. Yeah. No, she.
Yeah, she's awesome.
We love Joan. So I was sort of discussing sort of this idea with Joan. Of course, that's the most appropriate thing to talk to a lady who's, you know, in her 50s and 60s about, is about the toilet. And then someone, another individual came up, and I don't want to identify this person, except I'm going to say what they said. And I just sort of said to this person, hey, what do you think would be the greatest amenity that you could have in an office? And it was like a shower was mentioned. I think that's a pretty good one. Mm. But then this person said, an espresso machine. And I'm like, well, that's a little boutique-y espresso machine. And Joan said, I have an espresso machine that my husband, her late husband, passed away recently. He's a wonderful guy. We don't use anymore. And this person said to her, oh, okay, well, I guess I would take it, but you got to bring it to my office. And she offered her no money for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold on. So I sort of negotiate for Joan. That's what I do, right? It's my job.
Yeah, my client here is not interested in that offer.
Are you willing to compensate my client in some way for this free espresso machine? Maybe in some trade-off or
something. Yeah. Anything.
Well, I have a business, and maybe if she brings me the espresso machine, I might consider giving her a discount if she uses our company's service. This is the worst negotiation. It's the second worst negotiation I've ever had. You know what the first one was?
What?
The weekend show that I bought. There you go.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but that's a pause the weekend show.
Rim shot.
Oh, there you go.
Person was not a salesperson.
Just calling for everything.
So there you go. The best amenity, I think, would be the bathroom. Anybody
yeah,
else?
I am exactly with you with the bathroom thing. And the worst is, and I'm a person where only under dire circumstances will I
use a public bathroom.
Yes.
For that.
I try to save everything for home turf. But the worst is when you found it, like you said, an empty bathroom. You hurry up, you claim your stall, one of the two stalls.
And you're praying that no one
You're praying
walks
nobody
in.
Comes in, but then somebody comes in, and not only do they come in, they go directly into the stall next to you.
Yes.
And proceed to just join you at the love seat.
And at a sporting event, I'm totally okay with it because I've signed up for 10,000 people
right.
to all have to go use the facility at the same time.
Oh.
And it's not a criticism against the person that walks in. I actually admire them. I think that they
are more comfortable with it because, yeah, it's a thing that everybody has to do. It's a natural thing, but still, it's
at a sporting event, if that happened, the only way that I would ever use the facilities for that act would be if I had the cramps and gurgles,
right, yes,
and it was just going to be explosive, and I had nowhere to go. And because a sporting event at Busch Stadium, at Scott Trade Center, anywhere, those stalls are mainly used for number one. And the seats are up, and there's splatter everywhere.
Yes. It's like a
fire hose
like
competition.
Let's put it this way. After the third period, it's a cider mill.
Oh, yes, it is.
Now, I know, Dan, you have a story about a person you won't identify, but it sort of bespeaks to their comfortableness.
Yeah.
A person who we won't identify, sort of.
And they used to work here.
Yeah.
And this person played a professional sport. So I was talking with them, and they went into we went into the bathroom, and I walked up to the urinal, and this person proceeded to go into the stall, close the door, drop his pants, and just start talking to me while he's going.
That OJ, I didn't know OJ worked here.
And just
no,
talking.
I don't think it was the juice.
No, it wasn't OJ. No. And just started talking to me, and I thought, wow, this is odd. He just is talking like he's as a matter of fact, and nothing's going on. And because you know, when somebody comes in, and you're sitting in there, and you're sitting in there, and you're like, yes, there's no one that came in, and you're quiet, and everything's fine.
Peace and quiet,
and all
silence,
of a sudden, you're kind of finished, and then someone walks in, and you're like, oh.
It's an invasion of a false sense of privacy.
Yes. And then
I don't understand why the stalls just can't be like
all the way down.
Like a cone of silence.
Like a wall.
Like get smart.
Just, enclose it where the doors, there's no gaps in between the doors.
And some of the casinos have those,
internal,
those completely closed off
I've seen
stalls.
Them.
But
like, why?
But yeah, why can't they all be that way? You're right. Why can't it go all the way down to the floor?
969-5877-888-550-5877. This is the perfect topic for a Thursday afternoon.
I would feel much more comfortable if you had walls that went all the way to the floor.
Take
because
care.
You feel like you're right out
wide
in the open.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's gaps in the door and everything. It's not like
that.
It's
not necessary.
Now, you guys, you St. Louis guys, you're used to these sporting events, you know, Busch Stadium, whatever that hockey rink is they call now. Have you been to Joe Louis Arena in Detroit where the Red Wings play? Do you know what they have there?
I have not been.
They
have a trough?
They have a trough.
Oh, I hate those.
I can't remember where.
Stainless steel bath
troughs.
Awful.
We're actually
we got a full bank of phones. We're hitting a nerve.
Our band is actually playing in a place at the Midway in St. Genevieve, and you go into the bathroom and
you
they have
a band.
A I do have a band.
Whoa!
Let's go to the phones. 969-5877. Dan's queuing up our first listener, our first caller.
Any moment now.
Any second. Julie!
Hi!
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Outstanding.
Okay. First of all, women are more disgusting in a bathroom than men.
I've heard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sister.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. They spray all over the toilet seat and...
How is that? Well, because they hover. They don't want to... Is that why?
It ruins our image of what goes on in there. See, men think that there's some kind of lounge in there, that there's a violin being tied.
Powdering your nose.
Yes. It's not that way.
Well, what's really gross is when they have the gurgling thing going on.
Oh, the cough and gurgles?
And then they don't clean up after that.
Oh.
And it shoots up on the back of the toilet.
Oh. Wow, Julie, you're getting into a...
And this is at work?
An area.
Or just out in public?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. You've said enough. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Okay, Dan?
Yes.
Talked to you about the cat last week when Dr. Doug was on?
Yeah. You were trying to find a home for the cat.
Yes, and I had taken it to our vet to have it put down, got a call from Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
We met her somewhere. She took the cat, and I don't know if you know her.
No.
Okay. We showed up, and my husband said, if she looks like somebody that hangs out at Walmart, we're not going to do this.
I don't know her.
Well, I tell you, you should. She was a pretty high-class lady.
Really?
Oh, very good. Pretty. I'm not sure how old she was. But
we're applauding cat euthanasia.
No, the cat got saved because they found a good owner.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, we didn't find the owner. This lady took it.
A new owner, yeah.
A new owner, yeah. And she's amazing. I haven't called. I'm sure that the cat is fine. But thank you so much, Dan, for your help. We really appreciate it.
Oh, good. And thanks to Leslie, who called in.
Oh my God, you guys would go crazy over her. She is pretty.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Deal.
Well,
there we go. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks, Julie.
That's the show, saving lives, even feline lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing you called.
Thanks,
Julie.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Okay. Right.
Awesome. You want to go to John? John.
Yeah, AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
When I went in the Army in 69, when you went to the bathroom, you went into the drink, you had a partition to your right. When you opened the door about 5 feet, there was another partition, so you made a left, and that wall had the sink and the mirrors. On the other wall was the urinals. No partition, just the urinals. On the back wall was the shower stall. There was no stalls, just shower heads. On the other wall was the commodes. No partition.
Just a row. Just a whole sitting nice.
Everything in a row. And we were there for 4 days. I don't think anybody ever used the commode.
See, now I feel better.
We never, for 4 days until we got to the basic training place, did anybody use the commode.
That's good. It's almost like an unspoken rule.
It makes me feel less of a wimp. Thank you, especially
when it's wide out in the right out in the open.
Yeah, it's wide in the open. Everything was in the open.
And John, thank you for your service.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
There you go.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Time for one more?
Sure.
Nachos killed me.
Greg.
I think you're all a bunch of wimps, but I got the perfect solution. There's a prominent hotel in Clayton. Can I mention its name?
Are they paying? I mean, you know, what street are they on?
Well, it's over on the east side of Clayton. It's got floors. If you really got to go and you're in the vicinity, go in there. It's perfect.
Excellent.
Secondly, if you run into a situation where there's two commodes, both working, you bring your own out of order sign.
Look at this.
Beautiful.
And you
go, right? So you got perfect, quiet, I guess. Not quiet, maybe, but peace.
So wait, you're calling us wimps, but you're taking an out of order sign and everything?
No. Somebody did it in our building. That's the only reason I know.
Greg's like James Bond.
That's great.
Brilliant.
Though. That's a great idea.
Thank you.
I was in the Army, so, you know, it doesn't bother me. I'm one of five boys. We played swords in the bathroom, much to my mom's dismay. We did all that stuff.
So, all right.
Anyway, you guys got a great show.
Anyway.
I was going to say great topic, but I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm just a fill-in. That's it.
Oh, I understand. Great,
thank you for your service, and you're out of service. Sign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
well played.
I was in the Civil War.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg. Mark, we got time for Mark. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Excellent.
Speaking about really bad stalls, I drive to Evansville every day, and every once in a while I will have to stop at a rest area in Illinois. The doors on those things, usually it's around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, there's no one around, so I'll go in there and, you know, do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone happens to walk in, the doors are only, like, waist high, and they're walking by trying to find a one to go into, and what if you're, like, in the middle of cleansing yourself or whatever? That is the absolute worst.
Who's using that, Mr. Ed? Hello, Wilbur, close the door.
Anyway. Have you seen the movie Trainspotting?
Yes.
I have been in a bathroom similar to that.
No.
Do not ever go to a bathroom at a bar in Mexico. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
You guys
well
have
played.
A great day.
You too. Imagine. Thank you, Mark. One more?
Sure.
Terry.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Terry.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. I used to work at this large mortgage company here in town, and I swear to God, one time I walked into the bathroom, and there's a grown man about the age of 40 standing at the urinal with his pants and his shorts around his ankles, peeing.
Oh, I have seen this before.
It was the most disturbing thing I have ever seen a grown man do in my life.
I've seen guys do that. I don't understand why they feel like they have to unbuckle their belt and pull their pants, take their pants halfway down.
Down to their ankles, I've seen
it's
before.
It's like you have a zipper.
You're a grown man. You're not 5.
I know.
They've never learned any different, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they...
Well,
I would have PTSD if I saw something like that. I would have to go into therapy.
At least he wasn't sitting on the urinal.
No.
Well, yeah, that's my friend, he had a son that was 2, and he had to do a number 2, and it was out at the mills.
Yeah.
And he ran in the bathroom. The stall was full, so he just held him over it and ran out.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. Well, AM in the PM.
Well, we can't really improve on that, gentlemen. Thank you all for calling and contributing to what is probably par for the course around
here. Yes. Yeah.
Toilet talk.
Yes.
Traffic talk now.
Yes, sir. We're going to check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
You know, hi, Dan. There was a reason I wanted to work for KTRS doing traffic. You know, when I started out, I was doing it for that other station that had pillow talk.
Oh, we have toilet talk.
Nothing. The toilet talk just tops everything. And not only that, it's disgusting toilet talk. Yeah. That's good.
Hi, good. I'm Delilah.
Right.
This is toilet talk.
Yeah, well, you brighten my day a little bit.
Do you have a story, Tim, about going?
No, I'm not going to go there.
No, don't.
Okay. You guys have covered it all.
All right,
we're looking at just normal volume. We don't have any accidents or incidents so far that I can see on the map or that, but we do have some road work that's going on westbound 64, and it's on the Illinois side. We're running slow now between Route 4 and Route 50 around Scott Air Force Base. We have westbound 40 that's slowing down now from Kings Highway out through McCausland. A little bit heavy again from Spady through Mason, and on eastbound 270, just a little stretch there between 170 and New Flores and slow. This traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy to use, it's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I from time to time when I fill in on these shows, I'm always happy when John Londoff is on the docket for me to speak with, because I have a lot of respect for him. I like him a great deal, and he's great on the radio. Welcome back to your regular spot on Thursday, Mr. John Londoff, Jr.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing terrific, and we're going to sell some cars here in a second, but I did notice something, and I know one of your passions is my passion, and that's the great sport of hockey, your involvement with youth hockey, and I saw that one of your friends, Chris Pronger in St. Louis Blue, is being inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. That's got to be cool for you.
Yeah, what a great honor for just an absolutely great guy. Unbelievable. And I was introduced to Chris at a young age when he first came to St. Louis. And I want to thank, I think it was Jeff Courtnell who brought Chris to the dealership to get a vehicle and to meet me and my father. And, you know, I've always had a great relationship with the St. Louis Blues players and especially the alumni, which they have the number one alumni of any sports anywhere in the world. They're just such a great group of the guys and families that do so much for each other. And it's just, I'm lucky to be a part of that and get to know so many of them and then have them not only as, you know, as customers, but more importantly, as friends.
Oh, yeah, and that Kelly Chase with what he does with the locomotives and the kids, the special needs kids, that's unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just
you
great
know,
people.
I tell you, you know, and having been blessed enough to get up to Canada quite a few times for either hockey or my other passion, duck hunting and goose hunting, the people in Canada are so nice, and they are. And then when you get to meet some of the players and you get to know them, they're just good people, and they'll do anything, especially when it comes to charity. When it comes to, you know, a child of need, forget about it. They're going to do whatever it takes to help out, and they go even over above a signed jersey or some tickets, you know, a visit in the hospital. But, you know, we're lucky in this town to have, again, such you know, such a great group of not only players, today's players, but also the alumni with the Blues organization. But
and not
Chris, when Chris was in Philadelphia, okay, he still came and bought a couple of vehicles from me. He's just a great, great guy, unbelievable family man. Got really lucky, married way over his head. I mean, his wife.
I know, I saw that.
Gorgeous, gorgeous compared to him. Of course, you know, he fancies himself as a good-looking guy, and of course, I'm not going to say anything about that. But he did. He
yeah, and not head, just as athletes. I mean, you know, they're such great people as athletes, just as human beings. I mean, they're just hockey players. Just seem to be the best kind of people. They're just the best kind of people.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've been so blessed that. I've got one of the greatest, if the greatest, not one of the greatest shortstop of all time, Ozzie Smith, who's like a brother. I mean, he was like a son to my father. I mean, he was just such. I was in Detroit for 6 weeks, you know, when I was 21 years of age. My dad called me about Sunday, called me from San Diego about this guy, Ozzie Smith. Have you heard of him? I'm like, oh my God, yes, I've heard of him. My exact words were, Daddy goes, you know, unbelievable with the leather, but not much with the stick. So when Ozzie came by to pick up his, you know, Camaro IROC as a, you know, demonstrator, and he did promotions for us, we would get 500 and 600 people here for Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee Day. We'd shut the business down for 3 to 4 hours because no one would buy a car. Everyone wanted an autograph. So the first time I met, really got to hang out with Ozzie and get to know him. And right when we were getting ready to say goodbye, he kind of tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, I heard what you said about me. I'm like, he totally forgot completely what I said to my dad probably, you know, months earlier. I'm like, what's that? Real good with the leather, not much with a stick. I thought I could have swallowed my Adam's apple. I'm like, oh, my God. My dad told him that?
Your dad threw you under the bus.
And so Ozzie looked at me and he goes, I'll show you too. Exactly his exact words and kind of goosebump material for me because, I mean, he is, you know, this town has attracted a lot of great people, a lot of great athletes, and, you know, we're lucky. We're really lucky to have the Blues hockey and the Cardinal baseball, and interesting to see what will happen with the Rams. But hey, you know, Pronger's a great guy, a well deserved honor. I just wish he and his line mate Al McGinnis could have brought a Stanley Cup, and they believe me, you know, they would have done anything.
Yeah,
when they were playing.
Well, you mentioned my hometown. There were a couple guys going in, Fedorov and Nick Lidstrom. They might have had something to do with that in the late 90s. I want to mention another guy that's going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. It's my friend's father, Pete Carmanos, who started CompuWare, and I know that the junior hockey here is growing. They're trying to get the World Junior Championships here, which I hope St. Louis gets. But
do you
know Peter Carmanos? Do you know Pete Carmanos from the CompuWare Hockey Association in Detroit?
I do not.
All right, nope. This is Lana. You would love this guy. Dedicated himself not outside of his business to young people playing hockey. Started it so many. Young players that made the professional ranks came through the CompuWare system. It's either CompuWare or Little Caesars at the Illich's Zone. This guy, self-made guy, John, all about the kids, all about charity. The Carmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit raising millions of dollars to fight breast cancer. You could never know that this guy had all the money in the world because he's the most wonderful guy in the world. So this group of guys, all the hockey players, but for Peter Karmanos, my friend Nick's dad, and Chris Pronger, and Nick Lidstrom, and Fedorov, and the rest, what a great group of people. And you're right up there, too, with the stuff you've done for the youth hockey in St. Louis.
Hey, I haven't done anything. You know, I was blessed to have a beautiful wife give us four sons, and they just didn't have a choice. They were going to play hockey. They were going to have ice skates on their feet at the age of four. She thought I was crazy. Then a buddy of mine had his son at the age of 5 and 6 racing go-karts at 50 miles an hour. I said, Mimi, who's crazier? I got my boys on ice skates where they have more equipment than you'd ever imagine. And, you know, talking to great people like Bobby Plager, you talk about one of the greatest.
Oh, he's
like,
awesome.
Something about a hockey player, you know, whether it's a male or female, because, you know, the women's teams are unbelievable. And there's some great, great, great talent coming out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, our baseball manager, Mike Dini, his daughter is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, Ben Bishop.
But Bobby Plager would say that, you know, hockey players at a young age, they have a swagger, you know, different than any other athlete. Because you look at a 7 or 8 year old in baseball, they're playing with dandelions. Hockey player, I mean, they know it's serious because they got stripes and dashes, and they have a penalty box. Man, if they do something wrong, they have to go to the penalty box for 2 hours. I mean, 2 minutes.
2 hours?
2 hours. 2 minutes. Well, that would be a game misconduct.
That's quite a penalty.
All right, let's sell some cars, my
friend. Real quick, before we sell the cars, I have a quick Ozzie Smith story for you. And it was one of the first couple times that I had met Ozzie. And he came into to one of the stations I was working, and I had met him a couple of times before. So we knew each other just a little bit. And I said, all right, let's just get this out of the way before we even start going. And I had a piece of paper in front of me, and he thought I was going to ask him for his autograph. So I signed to Ozzy, best wishes, Dan Strauss, and I gave it to him. And he started laughing. And the next time I saw him, I said, do you still have my autograph? He goes, oh, my God. I went home, and I put it on the refrigerator and hung it on the refrigerator because he thought it was so funny. And his wife came in and said, who in the hell is Dan Strauss? And what do you have this up on the refrigerator for?
People say that on this show.
I know.
Really, truly one of the classiest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, Ozzy's a great guy.
And just an all-around, just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. I'm blessed to have him. You know, not many people know, but he gave the eulogy at my father's memorial service because he was able to give it to what was very difficult, and he almost lost it a couple of times, but he's unbelievable. He did what there was no way that I could do, get up in front of a lot of people and talk about my dad. So I love the guy, and St. Louis is lucky to have him. And he's got his restaurant down at Four Seasons, great guy, Ozzie Smith. But we got a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, and some great, great, great deals. And I've got a lovely young lady in my office right now, Sharon Foote, that I need to get back to and be attentive. And I apologize to her for taking so long, but great always talking to you all. This is more fun than talking to Frank. God, really?
Really?
You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, man.
I'll never be back.
I mean, after talking to Frank for just days on end, it's just like, I start doing emails when I'm on the phone with him. Not you, buddy. Not you. No.
This
I know
is great.
I'm speaking with someone, some real substance here, okay? I know that we're going to really, between you and I, get something done. So and, enjoy your segment when you are on with what's his name, with Frank. And,
right.
What's his
people
name?
Call in, and you do a great job, man, of answering questions and helping people out. So,
and Kitty's gonna grill up some stuff on Saturday, right?
Kitty, the grill mistress, will be here Saturday. I mean, this is the second to last weekend of the month of October, and it's amazing that we're already here in October. And of course, then we have duck season at the end of this month. But before we get there, before I start thinking about ducks, I gotta keep focused about cars and the great AM and the PM crowd that grace us with their presence every day. Every day we have AM and the PM customers, sometimes two and three or more. So can't thank all of you and what you do. Scott, great talking to you.
One thing, Mr. Londa, before we go, when you talk to Pronger, is there any way during his Hall of Fame speech on November 6th, can he just slip that he's AM and the PM in the speech somewhere? Just AM and the PM somewhere.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Just something in there.
I just want to thank everyone. Thank my youth coach. Thank John Londoff Jr.
Yes.
And I want to say I'm a ham in the PM.
Something. Just
I'm sure that like
just
be
a
that
humble
hard,
request.
Yeah.
No.
You know, even, you know, as a retired hockey, you know, he's still tough, okay? I'm still a little afraid of the big guy, okay? As soon as I get him in my office, I'm like, first you got to sit down. He goes, no, I don't want to sit down. I'm like, you got to sit down because, you know, my neck hurts after a while looking up at you at 6'6", and if he's got, you know, a pair of shoes or something with heels, oh, yeah. And you just, you know, could you imagine playing against him in his day?
No, he was mean.
Oh, yeah.
He was mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice guy off the ice sometimes.
And at times a little dirty.
Obviously one of the best defensemen ever. But, hey, give us a call here, 314-837-1800. I'm going back to work. Great talking to you, Scott.
And 24-7 at Londoff.com.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Washington Elizabeth exit, always there. And thanks for all you do for
weekend.
The city.
So hopefully we get to meet a lot. We're getting AM and the PM customers now on their second and third purchase from us.
Sweet.
So great stuff.
Great. Thank you for everything you do for the people in this city, too.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Great. See you, John.
All right, there you go. John Londoff Jr., a guy, he's awesome. And he does a lot for youth hockey. And this is a great youth hockey community. And it's getting even better as professional kids and others get into college. And it's a great sport. So get your kids in it and go have some fun. We're taking a break?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Hey, we're going to check traffic telephone. Out again with another big hockey fan is Tim Weiland.
Or not.
Yes, maybe he's in the bathroom in the helicopter.
Oh, that's right. Tim had that issue before, and he had surgery, so he may be in the bathroom. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll try him again.
Well, we'll just take a break, and then we'll come back.
We'll come back. More
next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Tim Weiland. Friday morning, David Blaustein talks movies. Blues CEO Chris Zimmerman stops by to talk a little hockey, and I'll have your time saver traffic.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
Meep, meep. All right, we're going to try this again. Tim Weiland was indisposed, and I certainly hope for everyone else in the building he turned the fan on. But, Tim, we have some problems out there, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like we've got a vehicle fire on that came over as eastbound 44 east of Highway 270. It looks like westbound drivers are slowing between Guyer and Highway 270 now. Also looks like we may have an incident on southbound 270 midway between 44 and Gravoy. But, of course, they've got the camera pointed the wrong way, and I can't see what it is. But you are really jacked up now, approaching 44 to just before Gravoy before things open up. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com or download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
let's build a fire.
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed. But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
This is Jim McMillan inviting you to join the family fun at the Great River Road Chestnut Roast this Saturday from 10 to 4 at Forest Keeling Nursery in Ellsbury, Missouri. Enjoy a fun-filled day with food, arts and crafts, demonstrations, fun activities for the kids, including a storyteller, and of course, fresh roasted chestnuts. There'll be agroforestry workshops, and vendors will have local cheeses, wines, apple butter, along with wood carvings and baskets. They also have a wide variety of RPM produced trees, shrubs, and plants on sale, including selections of their popular Chinese chestnut. Admission is free. Call them at 1-800-356-2401 or go to fknursery.com. It's the Great River Road Chestnut Roast this Saturday at Forest Keeling Nursery off Scenic Highway 79 in Ellsbury, Missouri. Call them again at 1-800-356-2401 or go to fknursery.com.
Missouri fans, make Rib City a part of every Missouri Tiger game. Let owner Greg Mathis, daughter Jessie, and the Rib City gang enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Morning show. Scott Sherman in for Frank. I know that baseball season is over for most Cardinal fans, but
and the Cubs fans.
Yeah, definitely them. I started watching one player in particular just because I had very little interest in it other than this guy, Daniel Murphy, the second baseman for the New York Mets, that set a record last night with six straight games and hitting a home run. That had never been done before. The previous person, do you guys know who that was?
I had heard it. It was five.
Was it Reggie Jackson?
I can't remember now.
The five straight was done by Carlos Beltran of the 2004 Houston Astros. He played right field for the Cardinals in 2011.
Yeah.
Was he had the five in a row record, too, because he has the record for most in the playoffs.
He still has that.
Yes.
Murphy has seven home runs in nine playoff games. He played 130 games this year. You know how many home runs he had in the regular season?
Probably 10, maybe.
14. Oh. So his contract year, so it's just the right time. And it was like watching like Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky. He's just in the zone, and you knew this was going to happen as the Mets swept the Cubs. Daniel Murphy, unbelievable.
He was the MVP of the series.
The National League Championship MVP, unanimous, and a .529 batting average in that four-game series. Here's a couple of things about the Mets, and I'm no Mets fan at all. But here's a couple things that are interesting. Number one, the people that own it, the Wilpon family, they almost went broke and lost the team a couple years ago. Do you know why?
No.
Two words, Bernie Madoff.
They really?
Had, yes, the Wilpons had invested so much money with Bernie Madoff. They had 500 some odd accounts. They lost $500 million
Whoa.
With Bernie Madoff, and they had to beg, borrow, steal, and actually sell off about 48% of the team
wow.
in 4% increments, little pieces, $12 million apiece. Guess who owns a 4% piece of the New York Mets?
Scott Sherman?
Unfortunately not for me. Bill Maher of HBO a couple years ago bought a 4% stake in the New York Mets.
Wow, so do all of these owners then, Bill Maher, how many other owners are there?
Well, they've got
the 4%?
They've got a 12 people that have 4%, and then that's like, I don't know, is that
48?
That's almost 48%. And then the Wilpon family, they've got the other 52, so they
so
kept
they
the
have,
majority stay.
Yeah, majority.
The craziest thing about this Daniel Murphy guy is that I was looking on Wikipedia last night on his thing, his bio, to learn something about him. It's from Jacksonville, Florida. But people, I guess, they're allowed to just put whatever they want on the Wikipedia page until somebody catches it. And since 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday, there have been over 50 changes to Daniel Murphy's Wikipedia page. And we got a screenshot capture of one of the changes. This is actually from the Wikipedia page earlier this morning. It had to be changed. There's no swearing in it, but here's what it said. Murphy is a local Mets god. He is the realest OG and destroys teams and Cy Young candidates with his bat, which was blessed by the ancient warlords of the Aztecs and allows him to hit home runs when he sees fit because he is the incarnate of Jesus. That's from Wikipedia.
And see, wow. It got flagged and removed because they couldn't cite their sources.
How did they keep up with that? That's just one site
right.
that they're all spending all of that time for. So I guess Cardinal fans kind of feel, at least, I don't know how they feel. How do you guys feel about the Cubs being done?
Oh,
great.
Okay with
oh,
that?
Peons. Peons.
Yes, I was one
it.
That a lot of people are saying, oh, if they beat us, I want the team to beat us to go win the World Series. No.
I don't care about that. I
but the Mets
see
are
the
still,
Cubs go on.
They're still, what, pond scum? They don't want them to win, right?
No, but I'd like to see Kansas City.